Blog Talk Radio.
Kind of a...
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. That was the biggest delay ever.
It was very strange. You know, the listeners don't know what's happening, so I think we should move on.
Okay, sorry. That's true. Good point. Sorry, I'm just so... I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm fine.
All right, so should we explain why... Okay, we had some technical difficulties, and it appeared that we were on air, but we weren't on air, but now we are on air.
I don't understand. Yeah,
so,
it was a big gap.
All right, so we're going to be...
We're not talking about it anymore.
Because listeners don't care.
Bygones.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
What are we talking about today on the Derek and Kay
Oh,
show?
Boy. We've got people that are trying to get in jail and trying to stay in jail, all coming up on the weird news.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll be celebrating our 75th show with an old bit Blog Talk Radio community time.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Good times. What else? We got a man that wrecked a lot of police cars. He was pissed with the police. Coming up in the weird news.
Interesting. We'll be chatting with humor author Thomas Sullivan about his book, Life in the Slow Lane.
Right, then we got a return of one of my favorite new games, which will be coming up later in the program. I won't announce the title, but it will be fun, so stay tuned for that.
I can't wait. And we'll also be debuting a new segment for the Game of the Month, Touch the People.
All right. I hope we have a good sounder for that one. I like that.
There's not a good sounder, but it's going to be good after all.
all right.
Well, you ready to start the show?
I am ready.
Let's think so. Press that button.
All right. Awesome.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show, 75.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
You betcha, the Playboy Show. You betcha, kicking it old school. Guess who is here? Sugar Lips is in the facility. Hey, how you doing, Playboy? What's going on? We love Derek K Show. You betcha. No ho ho. Okay.
Hey,
horses.
Pussycat.
Oh, my Christ. Oh,
Jesus.
Hello.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
That is right.
Yeah. We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is August. Oh, there's a new sound. It's hot up there.
Oh, is that?
August.
What is that?
5th, 2012.
Is that a frying pound?
It's sizzling. It's sizzling hot.
Sizzling. It is sizzling.
We're over, I don't even know, probably 14,000 listens. Who knows? 20,000?
We're over a million listens at this point.
Who the hell knows?
I don't know what's going on. I think we're back and forth between whether we think it's a fraud or legit listenership. I don't know.
Right. And if you don't already know, I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Patterson-Shaw.
And I am Charmander.
Oh, another Pokemon.
The fire Pokemon.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Grows up to be Charizard when
they get a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can get in touch with the Derek and Kay Show many ways.
Oh, you can.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Become a fan on Facebook or like us, I guess, because they changed that and I can't seem to get that right anymore.
That's right.
By going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow us on Twitter at our handle, DK Radio Show. Call us when we're live. At 661-467-2416. I'm not going to say my personal phone number at this point.
And that is our number. That's good. I like that.
And I'd like to announce, visit our website.
Oh, website.
At dkradioshow.com.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
Yes.
Wow.
dkradioshow.com.
Nice.
Website now. No longer Blogspot. So I'll never have to say that again.
All right.
Although kind of sad because I did enjoy saying Blogspot.com every time I talked about the email and stuff like that.
That was fun. It's like a whole mouthful of stuff.
It was, but that is no longer happening. So website.
No.
DKRadioshow.com.
That is awesome. That's really exciting.
Yes. Redesigned, revamped. There's show extras available there.
Cha.
Anyway, welcome to our 75th show.
75.
Yeah, it is our 75th show, and it's really exciting. And we have a great cast of characters here.
We do. We have a couple of guests live in studio.
How should we do this? Should we go right to them?
Let's go right to them, since they seem very distracted.
They seem very distracted. Who are we going to start with?
Let's start with the fabulous Sarah.
All right.
Ladies first.
Hopefully this is Sarah here.
How's it going?
Oh, it wasn't.
Oh, whoops.
There we go. How about that?
How's it going?
Oh, great.
Yay.
Great people.
Welcome back, Sarah.
Nice.
Thank you for having me.
I think Sarah's been on the show like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah. Hello, people.
Definitely a show favorite. Yes.
We love having Sarah on.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you. I like being here.
It's fun.
It's really great. It's good times. It's always good times.
Good times.
And to my right, but just not so far, we have returning to the show for a second time, James.
What you trying to say, Kay?
Oh, I like it. Ooh.
James made the soundboard, too?
Yeah, he's on the soundboard.
Oh, that's awesome.
What you trying to say, Kay?
I want that.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm coming in second in these sexy radio voice stakes right here.
Oh, very nice.
Sarah's over here.
Sarah's got a good radio voice.
All right.
I guess like, hello.
They beat up now. I don't
hello,
understand.
Baby.
We got a podcast. I don't understand.
I am the female Barry White.
You know what? Look at this. Oh.
Break it down.
All right, baby. Move to the left. Move to the right.
Wow.
I'm moving. I swear. I'm moving.
How's everybody doing on this Sunday evening?
Awesome. It's good.
Yeah, everything's awesome. Good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to tell you something I did this weekend.
What happened?
Do tell.
I went to see The Dark Knight Rises.
Did you really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you were into the Batman movie franchise.
Well, Kay, I have to admit, I saw The Dark Knight, and of course, Heath Ledger was outstanding in that.
Of course. I did not see The Dark Knight, actually. I saw Batman Begins, and I stopped right there.
I did see a Batman movie at one point. That's all I'm going to say.
Wait a minute. This is not the day to play Derek Queen.
Derek, let's focus.
Sorry. Go ahead. Okay. Sorry. Didn't mean to get in the middle of that.
Let's focus.
Yes.
All right. The Dark Knight Rises was awesome. You know, I love Christian Bale. He's great. And then, what's his name? Joseph Levitt.
Gordon. Yeah.
Gordon. Yeah. Right. From what's that movie he did with Zooey or?
Zooey Deschanel. I can't remember the movie.
500 Days of Summer.
Right. He was in Third Rock as well, right? Third Rock from the.
I guess so. Yeah, but
Her name really Zooey?
Zooey.
Yeah.
Zooey?
Yeah.
Zooey.
What a crazy name.
I thought it was Zoe.
Well, she's crazy.
She's got that whole precious thing going on.
I know, she's very twee.
She's like Feist if she could sing, right?
Yes, exactly.
Or Bjork,
one,
little
two,
Bjork.
Three, four, I've got sweet bangs, and I wear very sweet lacy clothing with
strange
cute
clothing.
Mary Jane.
She sings as well, right?
I have no idea who this person
is,
by the way.
Yeah, she does sing.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Derek, get up.
I have no idea
who
this is.
What is the deal? She is very cute.
She'd be your type.
Really?
Oh, my God. You would
be
all over it.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be all over it.
You'd be on it like Comet.
You want to Google?
Should we put her on the
You should have to look her up.
Yeah, you want to Google it?
You would be
so all over it.
All right, how are you spelling this?
Zooey, I think.
Zooey.
E-Y. There she is. Deschanel.
Isn't she cute? She's very cute.
See, she's all eyes.
Oh.
She's got the anime eyes.
She's got gorgeous cornflower blue eyes.
Oh, wait, look at that.
Yep. Derek has lost interest. He's lost consciousness right now.
I want to see some pictures. Wait, image. Okay, here.
Okay, here we go.
Oh.
Yeah. Look at that, man.
Wait a minute. That is not her.
That's not her.
Oh, wait. I guess it is.
Guess
holy
smokes.
It looks like Brenda from 90210.
Oh, right? My God.
But
so
that's what she looks like. That's what she looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wait,
like
you tell people here. what website to go to.
Oh, great.
We should argue about whether it looks like... check that out.
Oh, yeah.
Very cute. Very cute right there.
Yeah.
She's got a great,
fabulous hair.
Definitely cute.
I am jealous.
Totally cute.
The hair is outstanding.
So she's in a movie?
Wait.
How did we get there?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
She's on a great TV show called The New Girl on Fox.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, if we go back to the original.
The nude girl?
Back to
the new girl.
Oh, okay. Darn it. I was going to. I'm going
to
watch more TV.
All right,
Let's
children.
Start at the
All right, I think
you need
to play the Mario.
All right, we're getting back into
a
it.
Very good place.
Back to the topic.
All right, back to the topic.
Dark Knight
Rises.
All right. Really good. Worth seeing.
I guess.
Suspenseful.
I
want to
see it.
How was Catwoman? Because that's all.
I heard Anne Hathaway was fantastic.
Because that's the only reason. I mean, Catwoman's in the movie. I got to go see it.
My mom.
I think she's stunning.
My mom thinks
also.
She's gorgeous.
I think she's stunning.
Well,
I think she's a stunning
thing,
person.
Yeah.
She's too skinny.
Mm. Oh, really?
She needs to eat a sandwich. I want to feed her.
Wait, there are other women.
I need to eat
I
a sandwich.
Yeah. And I usually don't share my food, but I want to feed her.
Wait. I'm trying to think who's really... who's the knockout, James?
Olivia Wilde. She needs to eat more. Also, obviously, Keira Knightley.
Oh,
she's
Olivia
like
Wilde.
Poster.
Keira Knightley, also beautiful to look at.
But poster child for eat more.
What about Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman, gorgeous.
She's kind of cute, right?
She's got a great
I saw her in Harvard Square once.
Did
you walking
really?
By. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's just
little...
walking by.
Is she little or is she tall?
Oh, she was kind of little.
She's little?
And she had like a guy in each side. I don't know what was going on there.
She was pimping like
that. That's my
kind of
threesome
right
there.
I didn't know who it was until someone pointed her out.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Derek. Seriously. This is like, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Wait, Kay, are we playing the Have You Seen That Movie today?
No, we're playing two other games.
Oh, I'm so excited.
You should be.
I love her, but my buddy, and I'm not going to say his name, begins with an H. Horrible. He just adores her. If he sees her in a movie being kissed
Natalie?
At all, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. We went to see Thor, and she was getting kissed on by Thor. He was like, no, that can't happen. She's all for me.
I think my first voice teacher ever used to teach Natalie Portman when she was a child.
Wow.
Well, excuse me. I wonder how she sings.
Mm-hmm. I apparently she was good.
I think Salma Hayek's pretty sexy.
She's beautiful as well.
Is a cosign. I would not be trying to feed her sandwiches. Mm. I would just be trying to hit on her as hard as possible. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Christina Hendricks. Oh,
come on,
my God.
You're killing me.
See, I don't find that she's so hot.
My God. She's got
beautiful red hair.
She's got lips for days.
I know,
well,
she's beautiful.
Well,
but you know,
lips for days.
But I don't think she's more beautiful than like, Charlize Theron, who I think is gorgeous.
But see,
I think she's stunning.
You obviously prefer the Balearic.
There, I think men would probably have a lot of fun climbing all over that.
That's the thing.
There's a lot there to squeeze and have fun with it.
Oh,
and
God.
It's that porcelain skin.
That's the thing.
You know.
That's true. She is very curvy and
the curves.
Sexy.
Curves are good. She's got a little curve.
I can't resist.
And she's got that, you know, lipstick red hair.
Red hair is very hot.
Wow.
You know, she's a blonde.
Yeah,
is she?
Really
so she's a color. She's a bottle red.
Yeah, she's a bottle red.
Interesting.
But thankfully, the other things don't come out of a bottle. I hope.
Oh.
Please, God.
Oh, boy.
Okay, do we think Angelina's beautiful?
Used to be.
No. Yeah, used to be.
I think she's past her prime.
She kind of withered away.
She's a little gross.
She's too skinny now. So.
She's too skinny?
Yeah.
I haven't seen her recently.
Yeah.
So
I'm
sorry,
Angelina. I don't think she's so
not
hot
anymore.
She's slender.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Here's something for the record. Yeah. Don't think Brad Pitt actually that hot.
No.
No.
Never understood
I agree.
It.
Wow.
Don't
I agree.
Understand.
So then who's hot, Kay, for men?
Oh, God.
Oh, whoa.
David Tennant from Doctor Who is completely hot. I have a thing for British men, so I think David Tennant and Matt Smith. And Gordon Ramsay somehow hot. I don't know why.
What?
If you think
you like,
oh my God.
You like the anger.
I like the anger and the aggressive yelling.
The excitement. It's like it's exciting.
The red face.
Yeah, just all working it up.
Popping out, you know?
I like the yelling.
Okay,
but I think David Tennant is the sexiest thing on the face of the planet.
I have to say, I'm married to a Latino, and I think Javier Bardem is pretty hot.
Oh, yeah.
And Benicio del Toro.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
like this
yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
my
God. British men, Idris Elba.
Who?
What? Whoa. Stringer on the Wire.
Wait.
What? Are you serious? No, actually, Stringer Bell on the Wire.
See, I don't. I've
no,
never
that
seen
wasn't,
the Wire.
Oh, the Wire.
Yeah, that was,
oh, the Wire.
I
know.
Yeah.
I thought that was some like
fun
thing that you were saying. You were like Stringer on the Wire.
No,
I was like,
no,
I don't know.
No.
Is that a new
I
thing that
a new
I
thing that I didn't know about. Yeah.
I
know.
Derek, I'm getting a little. In my headphones.
Crackling there?
I get it, too.
Yeah, I think it might be all of us
it's popcorn.
Over-peaking a little bit.
Emoting.
Yeah.
Where's our producer, Eric Failish?
He's on the job.
Is he on the job?
The spicy meatball today.
Hey.
All right. Okay.
Hey.
What?
Clive Owen.
I don't have it for Clive Owen.
Oh, my God.
How
he's
not...
such a man.
I almost have it for Clive Owen. What are you talking about?
He's such a man.
Plus, the cologne he hawks is amazing.
Really?
What cologne?
Hypnos by Lancome.
I like cologne.
I'm going to get some of that for your Latino. Put that up. It's a catnip.
I love I love the Old Spice. I'm sorry, I'm there. When Tom puts on the Old Spice, I'm like, it's ridiculous.
Well,
and also, Tom got some new glasses.
Oh, you got them in.
Ooh.
Nice.
Hot.
Oh, that's awesome.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
They're hot.
I'll check that out.
They're sexy. They're like some, they're hipster glasses.
Yeah.
Hot.
Oh, nice.
Nice. So yeah. Go back for
that's
the school year looking all fine.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So many different levels of perversion right now.
Okay.
Tell me about the glasses.
One more quick argument. Joaquin Phoenix. Come on, he did it for me and walked the line.
Oh, yes. Used to be back in the day, past his prime for me.
Well, here's the thing.
I mean, he's a little nuts, but he's hot.
His talent helps as well, right?
Oh, he's amazing.
So very talented.
So you see him as like a firebomb of ability. You know. So there you go.
I have to admit, I saw the movie.
Yeah, I know you saw the movie.
I didn't see it.
You're into that. It's the movie's called...
Walk the Line.
Yeah, help me.
No,
the movie with the breakdown and he raps.
It's crazy, I know.
And he looks like a Hasidic Jew.
The movie is called...
But he does.
I forget the name of the movie. Somebody call in and tell us. I don't know.
I'm sorry about that, peeps, but he does.
Yeah, he looks a little... He's too.
I didn't mean that in any disrespectful way.
That's okay.
Okay. I'm sure Hasidics are sexy or something.
They are, man.
Are you guys enjoying the...
Remember... wait a minute. Remember Charlotte got it on with a Hasidic Jew on Sex and the City?
Yes, I remember that episode. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Too much hair. Yeah.
Hey, it's all right.
But, you know.
Yo, all people are beautiful.
Are you guys enjoying the Olympics?
Oh, I was watching a little bit at the gym today.
I have Olympic fever.
Man, the women's volleyball.
It's on all the time in our house. Like, all the time. I can't
turn it
off. I was
watching some of that.
Wow.
They're hardcore.
The volleyball?
Yeah.
The volleyball's ridiculous.
The beach or the
well, I watch both,
I've been watching both, too.
Me, too. And what kills me is that they've allowed the, and of course...
long-sleeve t-shirts.
What is up with that?
And pants.
Well, it's cold.
That is bold.
Well, I have to admit, I've watched the Schwimmers.
You watch the Schwimmers?
I did watch the Schwimmers.
Did you watch Missy Franklin and Michael Phelps and stuff?
Yes. And I have to say, though...
And Ryan
Lochte
is hot.
Speaking of Schwimmers, there is an app called Schleeps.
Oh, no
really?
Way.
And I was very upset about it.
Oh, no. You need to be all over that.
Because my
language... like another white noise thing?
My language is Schwepp.
That's right.
Schleppers.
The whole thing.
Schleppers.
Yeah.
Sweepies.
Sleep. What Sweepies is the app for?
Or Peppish.
Yeah, what does the app do?
I love it.
I have to go Peppish and Poopish, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Poopish and Peppish?
Yes, when you have to go.
When you have to go to the
Peepish. My Jewish sister over here.
What does the Schleppers app do?
Yeah, what does it do? Is it like a white noise thing or something?
It's a white noise thing.
Yeah, someone's already got that.
It just goes,
there's actually one called white noise, though.
Probably someone goes,
there's a lot of white noise.
Someone goes,
That would be good for you.
With
it's always back to that.
You know what? This is what you guys get.
It's a lot of juice stuff today on today's show.
Having two sexy voices on the radio right now.
You know that I've been watching all of the equestrian coverage because I'm obsessed. You know,
you like the horses.
I do like the horses, and there's been some spills and thrills.
Ooh!
But I do have Olympic fever. I totally do.
It's a crazy time.
I cannot turn it off.
The only thing your Facebook feed's been about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the horses.
I'm obsessed.
And the horses and Colbert.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The dressage was great.
Can you give me a play-by-play of that video? Because I haven't seen it yet.
The video was awesome.
Did he learn... What skill did he learn?
A Piaf.
Piaf. Okay. How do you spell it?
P-I-A-F-E. Piaf.
Okay.
I think there's two F's in it, actually.
And why is... What is it? Do you just sit on a horse and sound like Edith Piaf? Do you,
a Piaf is actually a really difficult dressage move where the horse actually will trot in place.
I love this.
Yeah. I'm doing the movement with my hands. Trot in place. It's like really, it's a Grand Prix dressage move that I've never experienced myself because
she totally left me in the dust.
I can't ride front.
Absolutely.
I'm
like,
I don't even know. I think
I can do like four dressage movements and that's it.
I think I'm solid with the fact that you sit on top of the horse on the saddle.
Yeah, you got that down.
and you pet it like this.
Oh, I don't know. Is that on the ass?
Huh? Are you gonna get back?
Oh my goodness.
Kay, are you gonna get back in the saddle?
I think I've been inspired by the Olympics. I think I
That's
might.
What it looks like you're just doing
next
this whole
year.
Thing.
Next year, I might get back to the barn.
You might get back in the saddle.
Yeah, I want to actually take dressage lessons, like,
you know,
on, like, nice horses.
I'm sure.
Nice ones.
Sure.
Yeah, but I have to, like, go far away.
Do dressage lessons dressage lessons happen behind silk curtains?
Oh.
They don't, actually.
Oh, God.
What is that all about?
I don't know what that means, but...
And I'm not sure I'd want to do
they,
it.
They don't.
Okay. All right.
Wow. Well, maybe on that note...
It's time for our first break.
It's probably about that time.
It is exactly the time for our first break.
We're right on time.
Yeah, we're right on time.
All right, doing well. So we're going to come back with some weird news.
Absolutely. I can't wait.
And more fun and craziness.
Yes.
Coming up right after this.
All right.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's fryable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was fryable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fit through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Took my money, made me pay child support. Come on down here and get you a slice. Once I get your social security number, it's over. Motivated. So, friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. Success is the rule down here, Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, big-ass truck rental and storage.com /Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show. Yo, this is Derek and Keisha, and we are back.
Welcome back.
Jones's Barbecue. I want to check that place out this summer. It'd be nice outside the picnic tables.
I love barbecue.
Yeah, you get the foot rub, too.
That's right, if you pay him enough. That's
right.
What he said.
That's right.
rub your feet in it.
Yeah.
we can listen back to that later.
Jones's Barbecue.
Yeah.
And foot massage.
Where is that?
If you want to interact with the Derek and Kay Show, you can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow us on Twitter at our handle, DK Radio Show. Visit our website at dkradioshow.com.
Yes.
Or call us to talk to us, or just listen to the show at 661-467-2416.
Nice. And I do have to say, coming up in the second hour, I think it's time for Colin to win. So hopefully we get some live listeners,
nice.
And we'll be able to reward them for listening live.
Nice.
Colin to win in the second hour.
And in a little bit, we're going to talk to Thomas Sullivan.
That's right.
He's calling in at 7:45-ish.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. But now, right now, it's time for the weird news.
Oh, it is time for weird news.
With Derek.
All right. Awesome. And boy, do I have some weird news.
I'm excited.
As always. This one comes to us from North Carolina.
Yes, my home state.
Oh, really?
Yay.
We got a man there who's refusing to leave the jail cell.
He's in jail and he's refusing to leave?
Well, he was released, but he's refusing to leave.
Why?
Don't want to pay rent, I guess? I don't know.
They don't say. As a 37-year-old, Rodney Dwayne Valentine. You get the three names there. I don't know. I'm just saying. He was charged with trespassing.
Wait, I have three names.
Well, I'm just, you know, the Southern, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Oh, you mean like Bobby
no.
Joe Smith?
Yeah, kind of thing. That's what I'm saying.
I'm tracking with you.
He's being held on $500 bonds and is scheduled to appear on courts next week. It's not clear if he has a lawyer or not. And that's what's happening in North Carolina.
Wow. So he's going... So, okay, here's the story. So he didn't want to leave, but now he's
Wait,
he
now,
broke a law.
But now he's pretty much
so
back.
Now he's
yeah,
gonna be
they,
back
they're,
in
they're,
there.
They're keeping him there.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. So he's just trying to get arrested again. Right. Right. Yeah, it's probably because
all right,
you know,
let's talk about why he might want to stay there. Let's.
Right. Well, I mean, if you have nowhere to go after you come out, then maybe jail is good.
Someone's cooking his meals.
Yeah, he's got food.
Yeah. Making your
right?
you know. You're
he doesn't
living
have to worry about buying clothes,
shelter, all that stuff.
Yeah.
He did demand when he was released originally. He did
what
demand.
What was he in jail for? Did he go there?
It does not say. He asked for a ride to a hotel from the cops, and they wouldn't do that.
Huh.
Wow.
So that's when he demanded to stay in.
Interesting.
That's as much as it says. Yeah.
You know what
okay.
I think?
Yeah.
I think he just knitted some nice new throw covers for his bed.
You know, I was going to say maybe he ordered a pillow top off of Amazon,
it.
And he's like, you know, man.
Somebody's coming in the mail.
I just got this.
Yeah.
I just got this. I want to use it.
I just getting used to this place,
I think
too.
He's tricking out the pad.
It didn't say how long he was there.
Yeah.
It didn't say how long he was in for
no,
either.
No, it doesn't, yeah.
I would think if you're in the poke, you'd want to go.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. Sometimes the pokey is the safest place. We don't know if that dude was black or not.
That's
true.
He might have
it
had
does
some
not say.
Out.
We don't know.
It does not say.
That's true. That's right.
I don't know.
I felt
the
urge to say K. He just called me K. What's up with that?
Oh, I love it.
All right. Well, this one goes nicely with that last story. This one comes to us from Ohio, where a woman tried to break into a jail.
What?
People are just—they don't want to leave.
What is wrong
with
people?
They don't want to. Yeah, they're trying to get in. So this is a 36-year-old Tiffany R. Hurd. On Sunday morning, she was
Tiffany.
Tiffany. Tiffany.
Now, I'm not disparaging the name Tiffany because I actually have a good friend named Tiffany, but
yeah.
I mean, but
yeah. Stripper name.
But it is. I'm sorry.
Depends
it is
on how you spell it, Derek.
Of,
come on now.
It's got some connotations behind it.
Right. So she was caught climbing a wall and a fence with you know that the freaking the barbed wire on top.
Whoa.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're
Whoa.
Doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing the
doing
curling
the
symbol there. Yeah.
Curling symbol.
She was told to stop, but she kept trying to get in. So she's actually now locked up, and she has a court hearing as well. And that's what's happening in Ohio.
So she was trying to get in.
Actually, it's funny. Her court,
and now she's in.
Now she's in. And
well, then
actually,
it's a win-win for both people.
That's
yeah,
right.
Right. I mean,
it's actually funny here that her court appearance is the same day as his. Huh.
It's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy. That's pretty good, right?
Yes.
Huh.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Maybe they're serving mac and cheese that day in both prisons.
Oh, right. Right. That would be exciting. Then you'd want to stay for that. I would want to stay for that, yeah.
Mac and cheese is good.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mac and cheese.
So
what's your favorite boxed one, Kay?
Boxed mac and cheese?
Oh, we used to study
this.
We used to be up on this.
Yeah, oh, Derek,
I'm out of the loop, though,
like,
I have to say.
Cereal.
It's the one that holds
cereal.
I like the Annie's mac and cheese.
Annie's pretty good.
Annie's good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're going to go for broke, it's Velveeta shells and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty intense.
It's the luxe one.
Yeah.
Oh, Derek, yeah.
Because we figured this out.
With the liquid cheese, not the powder cheese.
No,
man. The liquid stuff.
Yeah, like
in a sack.
Yeah.
In a sack, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Right.
Cheese in a sack.
Dude, that stuff rocks.
It's
yeah.
pretty good.
I can only have that like twice a year.
You know, it's true.
Yeah.
You know, here is something I hate to admit, but it is true. I do like the fake cheese sometimes. Like,
oh, yeah. No, no. I just
I said sometimes, I mean all the time. But whenever I'm at the movies and they have those nachos with the fake cheese and the hot cheese, I actually love that. It's so good. The cheese whiz type cheese.
Wow.
I love it.
The orange cheese.
It's not even cheese. It's cheese product.
Exactly. Cheese shaped substitute. That was very touched by an android.
I love cheese.
The more you know.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
The more you know.
Yeah.
It's whenever we say something profound, that comes on.
That's right.
Like birds are gross.
Have you had the whipped pub cheese with horseradish from Trader Joe's?
Oh, no, but
it
doesn't sound very appetizing.
So good.
Derek, you would love it.
Really? I'm not a big horseradish person.
Dude,
I
like horseradish.
So
yeah.
So
I'm Polish, man. It rocks.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, right?
It's good stuff. Good stuff.
I love horseradish. I think it's
anything with
bomb.
Horseradish and or dill.
Oh, yes,
ooh, I don't like dill.
Love the dill.
I love the dill too.
Can't stand it. I actually put dill all over my lunch today, and it was a Jamaican dish.
Da-da-da.
I just had to put dill. In.
Wow,
so good.
Awesome.
It was so good.
What'd you have?
I had a little like rice with sofrito and some pigeon peas.
Nice.
It was delightful. Yeah.
What are pigeon peas?
Very very small green peas.
Oh really?
Yeah,
oh.
It's a Caribbean thing. Yeah.
Okay.
What are they called, pigeon peas?
I don't even know, but I hate pigeons, so I don't really like.
I hate pigeons too.
Yeah.
Pigeons and seagulls. I feel the urge to kick them.
Pigeons are just rats that fly.
I feel like trying. I can never catch them.
I know. I used to, as a kid, I used to want to do that all the time.
What?
I'd be like, I'm going to try to catch.
Yeah.
All right.
But you never really did.
Can I admit something?
Seagull. You want to pop one of them?
Can I admit something from childhood?
Go ahead.
All right. So I knew this woman, Mary. She used to babysit for us, and her brother Edward had a chicken coop by River Run, Derek, in Northampton.
Oh, right.
And he had over 5,000 pigeons and a shack.
Ew.
And
that's a lot.
I went once. It was outrageous. A hoarder of pigeons. It was outrageous.
That's crazy.
I will never forget, man. It was intense.
Did that get reported?
I hope so.
I'm telling you, this
Goodness.
Is way back in the 80s. It's like, it was a stink bomb in there.
I bet. Yeah, I can't imagine.
Serious.
And as Kay says, I mean, birds are dirty.
Birds are gross.
They're gross.
Yeah, well,
and
pigeons,
dirty, I guess.
Man.
Yeah.
Especially.
Pigeons are rats that can fly,
and
like you said.
Pigeons are flying rats,
and
basically.
And seagulls are the ocean's pigeons.
They are.
They're
yeah.
Irritating.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And they waddle around like they own the beach. I'm like, no, you don't.
Mine.
Then they do.
I'm going to come up behind you and just punch you.
I remember once we were on the beach.
Yes.
And they broke into a freaking backpack, unzipped it, and stole
what?
The croissants.
What?
Those
Wait
sons
a minute.
Of a bitch.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. That happened.
They also had black.
That really happened.
They also had black masks on and some crowbars as well.
We were at Hammonasset.
This is years ago,
we're
probably
Hammonasset Beach.
Like 18 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, something and, like that.
Yeah,
we went on a beach day, a couple of us.
Figured they're going to be fine. You think you got croissants in a backpack.
Our food was done after that.
Yeah, they took it and that's it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have just. There's a friend of mine that says that he wants to feed Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, right.
Oh,
everybody always
mean.
Says that. That's really mean, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, don't be like that.
Do you know what I think is also a kind of aggressive bird and mean? Geese. Okay, like Canadian geese.
Oh,
my
yeah.
goodness.
They will peck at you.
They will, like, they... And then, you know what? I'm also noticed that when I'm driving, they have no qualms about, like, walking in front of the car and crossing the street.
I saw a bunch
like,
of them, yeah.
Like, they don't care if you're coming.
Actually.
They're just like, oh, yeah, they'll you, I'm crossing the street.
Actually, I thought it was kind of cute yesterday. They were crossing at the crosswalk.
It's
by
a whole family.
Yeah, it was kind of cute, actually.
Cute.
By
they'll nip your bootay.
They will.
They'll bite you.
They will.
They come up to me and try to take my food, though. That's
not cool.
All right, getting back into the weird news.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Oh, wait, this one. This one comes to us from Pennsylvania. A man allegedly broke into a woman's home while drunk and stole a potato peeler, a kitchen knife, and a small dog.
A small dog?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what his intent is.
A potato peeler?
He was 24 years old.
This is
about 3 a.m. The woman called 911 to report that that a man kicked in her door, took the utensils out of her dishwasher, grabbed her dog, and then left. A neighbor heard what was going on and came to check what was going on. He doesn't have a phone number listed. He faces some charges and a hearing on Tuesday. And that's what's happening in Pennsylvania.
What else did he steal besides a potato peeler and a small dog? What was the other thing?
So this is 3 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
He went to the dishwasher. He got a potato peeler.
Oh, he went to the dishwasher?
Yeah. They took it clean.
They had some, like, they had
he took it clean, yeah.
That's good. The distinction has been made.
Yeah,
because
you don't want to take that dirt, you know, if you're going to steal a potato peeler and a knife.
What do you think they had had for dinner that night? Maybe, like, some, mashed potatoes?
Can we get back to the real issue here? Why? Why? Why those three items?
It is very unclear.
Wait, what is the other item? I'm sorry.
Well, a kitchen knife and a small dog.
Why those two items and the dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're making, like, potatoes au gratin and you really need a peel some potatoes.
Right.
They could have had au gratin. They could have had au gratin.
That's rough.
I love au gratin.
But I'm just concerned. I hope there was no animal cruelty going on.
I hope so, too.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
Like he's not going to do some peeling of the fur or something like that.
He's
going to
peel the dog.
I don't know.
Doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that, then. You know what? It reminds me of that scene in Sideways.
Oh, I saw that.
That's
the movie I saw.
Did you see it recently? Because I did.
Maybe 6 years ago or something like that. Yeah.
I love that movie.
I love it too and saw it for the first time maybe 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. And Paul Giamatti, wow. Some sketchy stuff he had to do in that one.
For the part?
Mm.
Yeah.
You're talking about the uncut scene.
Oh.
Right? That
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Sure. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But like just cleaning up after that dude having to go in.
Oh, the wallet scene, that is the bomb.
I was like, dude, that's a hit.
Oh, right. That was funny. Yeah, that's.
I was howling the first time I saw that.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Sideways.
I haven't seen Sideways.
Oh, my gosh.
Like
I know.
Stuff going on.
That's in my top five, man.
Is it?
Yes.
The best
maybe
part
I should watch it.
It's the
comedic energy between Giamatti and Thomas Hayden Church.
It is amazing.
I hope it's on Netflix.
So good.
Fantastic.
I would watch it again. Yeah, I'd definitely watch it again.
Yeah. Derek, you watched it with me, man.
I can't believe Derek's seen it and I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Oh, we rented it back in the day when you would rent stuff.
When you were living with the Patters.
Oh.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
See, it won't.
Oh, we watched it on the big screen. Yeah.
It won't spoil.
Oh, the Patters. I was like, what are you talking? Who were the Patters? And then I was like, wait, that's me.
Okay. You're swift.
All right, I'm going to try to bring it right back into the weird news.
Okay,
One more story. We'll do one more story here.
Okay.
Another drunken robbery kind of story. Well, another break in and be drunk story. That doesn't come to us from Michigan.
Break in and be drunk.
A 27-year-old neighbor wandered into a couple's cottage and climbed into bed with them.
Oh!
This happened 3:30 in the morning on Sunday.
Got whiskey in your pillow.
The police say the couple had left and immediately called 911, and the officers found the man still asleep with his shorts partly down.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you know what the first thing was that he said when he got into bed? He leaned over and tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Are you asleep?" Yes, you are.
And that's what's happening in Michigan.
That is some stuff right there.
Isn't that pretty crazy?
Weird.
That's pretty crazy stuff.
If he'd done that, he should have been arrested for like mental abuse. I'm sorry.
Do you know that? Do you bring up a good point though when you were talking about it? I don't. Why do people ask other people if they're asleep or not?
Are you asleep?
Can't stand it.
There's only one answer.
Are you sleeping?
Can't stand that.
The only answer is no. That's the only answer.
Snore.
Yes.
Or snore.
I like to answer that one.
I love this topic.
Yeah.
I will be like practically asleep in the bedroom. Listen, and Rod is like watching the late night news with the sports, you know, cap or something. And he'll be like, "Hello? Are you asleep?" And I'm like, "What the F do you think I'm trying to do here?"
I'm lying here with my eyes closed. I'm not doing math in my head, man.
I'm waiting for you to say hello to me.
I love that, though. It's very polite. Most people just like poke you.
Are
you
I don't like the poking.
Hello. Poking is also bad.
I just love when you take me out of my REM.
I mean, some people might like the poking, but... I think that's very polite, very respectful. You
are
know?
You
it's
sleeping?
Like, hello, dear.
Schleppish.
Do you mind?
I don't like when people. I don't like when they whisper too. To,
it's very Blair Witch Project. Very Blair Witch Project. Oh my goodness.
Oh boy.
Actually, see, here's the thing, though. My favorite one of those
used to date somebody that would just put her cold hands.
Oh, jeez, that's horrible.
Just put her cold hands on my solar plexus.
Horrible.
Guaranteed to cause an instant heart attack.
Wow.
Or putting your cold feet on your husband.
You know
That's the bomb.
Oh.
I don't have cold feet anymore if I don't put them on. But I don't like when people put their cold feet on me.
Oh, wait, Kay, do you sleep with socks?
No.
Well, now we know.
All right.
But I do actually do in the wintertime I sleep with socks.
Well, makes sense. Okay.
All right,
it has to be really freaking cold.
Yeah, right. No. You keep trying to thought. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just trying to keep on schedule here. We got our
Derek bringing us
that
back.
Is the weird news.
And you are awesome, Derek.
Wow, I don't know.
Good luck with that. Trying to keep
on track here because we got. I don't want to be late for our interview.
Are you still awake?
Oh boy.
We'll get arrested.
I did not mention the story about the man who wrecked a bunch of police cars, but we'll put that on the site, I guess. People can see about that. So coming up after the break, we've got Thomas.
The cat puked in the car.
We'll be right back after this. My mind is feeling
kind of hazy, kind of green. This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Remember this? Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. America's next top hooker is Crystal!
Oh my God, I'm so happy! I'm one and I'm being valued as a woman! Fuck you, bitches!
It's back this season on CNT. 20 girls from across America compete for the title everyone wants. America's Next Top Hooker returns. Yes, we make women parade in tiny clothes and pass judgment on them just like on the streets. This year, who will go away with the glory?
Yo, bitch, you think you can do that for 8 hours straight?
Who has the endurance?
I can't walk.
The reality show that captured our hearts and gave us herpes last season is back.
Damn, my titties, now you fuck.
America's Next Top Hooker. It's time to judge women again. Coming soon to CNT.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
I'm super duper strong.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today. The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, yo, this is the Derek and Kay Show. We are back. Craziness.
There is a little bit of craziness.
Craziness.
Did you underestimate how much time we had during the break?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I was running to turn the air conditioning up a little bit.
Saving Private Ryan dive right there.
That's all right.
That was good.
Thank you.
It feels
got
better,
back in,
man.
Okay, good.
Good work.
If you want to get in contact with the Derek and Kay Show, you can
do
in
you?
Many ways.
Yes.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Send us a message. Say something. I don't know. Anything.
Right.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Visit our website, dkradioshow.com. Just registered today.
Share your feelings.
I'm very happy. Share your feelings. There are all kinds of show extras there and a little blog entries.
Recording and stuff.
Recording.
Those are really good. Those are funny, by the way.
High quality recording. Thought.
Good content.
Yes.
Yes.
Emotion.
And there's also a Twitter that we have.
That we do have a Twitter.
Share your memories.
Ooh.
Our handle is DK Radio Show. And you can call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. Long distance rates may apply if you're calling from your home phone.
That's a California number.
Oh,
it is a California number.
Go figure.
What's going on over there?
Share it all.
It's like an airline stewardess voice over here.
Oh, I am.
Very,
yes.
Very much so.
Yes, there are exits to the left and to the right.
You guys heard what they did to Twitter, right?
What?
Dude, you need to get on the mic. Get on the mic.
Get right on it. Get right
on
it.
Oh, I'm like biting it now.
Yeah, oh, baby.
Yeah, you have to be right on it.
Yeah, you got
to
get up. You got to get up in that.
My lips are touching it now. It's a little unsanitary.
Dude, it's hot. It's all good.
All right. Well, I'm sure we're all excited. We're excited to be joined at this point by humor author Thomas Sullivan, who will join us and talk to us about his book that's titled Life in the Slow Lane. Thomas, can you hear us?
Yes, yes. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
Good afternoon. You're over on the you're on the left coast over there.
Oh, yeah. It's a little different over there.
Yeah, yeah, it's afternoon and it's like 90 degrees out here, which is unusual for this area.
It's
hot.
What part of California are you in?
I live in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, Seattle. Oh, and it's not raining. That's great.
No, it's not raining. It's amazing. It stops every once in a while, yeah.
You know, like 2 days every year. It's beautiful, though.
Seattle is one of my favorite cities. I love Seattle.
It is a nice city.
It's a beautiful place.
Now, Thomas, do you know Fox Island at all?
What's that?
Do you know Fox Island at all?
Fox Island. Is that a small island? It's one of the smaller
Ones. It's very hoity-toity. But
how do you know about that?
I got some family over there, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got some extra family over there. It's gorgeous.
Some extra family.
Yeah.
Right? Just in case you lose the one you had, you had extra.
It's backup family.
Okay.
But yeah, Thomas.
All right. Well, Thomas, thanks for joining us today. Can you tell us a little bit about your book, Life in the Slow Lane?
Yeah, I was a driver's ed instructor. This was down in Portland when I lived there. And I worked for a kind of a cut-rate family run company, and it was a strange situation. Funny, it was strange. We had just this group of ancient cars that would just kept dying on us, and not enough instructors for the volume of kids we had, especially in the height of the summer. So my book, my story is basically about the day-to-day being on the road, teaching kids, and then that's half, and then the other half is really kind of dealing with the company and with, you know, lessons getting rescheduled and parents getting frustrated that the lessons are getting rescheduled. So it's kind of a book about kind of the chaos of a not very well-run company, combined with the real humor of being with kids, out on the road and just learning to drive for the first time. So it's kind of a comedy of errors, I'd call it. And my employer, I always refer to him as the head of a disorganized crime family, because it was really just a very, very strange situation, but a lot of fun. So that's in a nutshell kind of what the story's about.
I have to admit, I read your bio, and it sounds like you've held some very interesting jobs in your past. And do you want to elaborate a little bit on that Mommy Dearest situation?
Sure.
Ned, I was intrigued by that.
Before I did this, I taught for some... right now they call them for-profit colleges, and they were this was in the South Seattle Sound area, and they were tech training schools, so people would come in and they'd learn about how to use Microsoft Word and Excel and Windows and an email and basic internet functions and this or that. And The Mommy Dearest one I refer to, that's actually the second company that I worked for. And a really strange thing happened. The mother had owned the company, and she had retired and handed the business off to her daughter. And I guess she didn't, there wasn't enough for her to do in retirement, or she couldn't quite get used to retirement, but So she came out of retirement and just secretly went in and got the daughter's clients, and because it was the school I worked for was connected to a temp staffing agency, and we would train the folks that were then going to go into the temp jobs. Well, the mom comes out of retirement, secretly goes out and gets the people in the offices that do the temp placement, and just sets up her own shop, doesn't tell her daughter. And one day I came back from lunch, was going into the classroom to work with a bunch of people, and the office I worked in was just empty. And all the people were gone that worked there doing the temp staffing. And, you know, a little later we found out that the mom had come in and just kind of poached all her daughter's clients and set up her own shop.
Oh, snap.
So that was the Mommy Dearest school. And then I worked at one before that eventually got shut down by the feds for fraud and violations. And
dude, you left that for some... You've got to put the rest of this stuff in another book.
Yeah, this could be a whole other book.
This could be a whole other book.
I have no idea why I've been picked for this role. It's kind of like, you know, Blade Runner or whatever that movie is. There you go back. You know, Sarah Connor, something.
Yeah.
So, Thomas... go ahead, James.
Well, no, I was just going to ask... now... Your book is about, well, the hilarity of teaching kids. Now, did you always want to be involved in teaching anything, or was that something that just kind of came to you, this part-time job?
I had the first time I taught, I was out at Washington State University, and I was in school there, and I got a job in a computer lab, a teaching lab. And so I just kind of stumbled into it. That was kind of a, you know, like those one of those paid, you know, school jobs that helps you with the tuition and all that. And that was with mostly college freshmen. And I was older at that point. And so that's kind of how I first rolled into it. And I really enjoyed that. So then I just, after I finished school and moved over to Seattle, I just kind of kept going with it.
Yeah. I mean, I think those of us that do teach know that it is probably one of the hardest jobs there is. So it's nice that you're able to find the humor in it. I know that some friends of mine who maybe forgotten how to laugh about things like that. It's definitely easy to get down on it. But
there's,
that's great.
There's definitely a lot of humor in it. And I must say that my husband was a former driver's ed instructor. So heard, for a year or so.
Ooh. And helped me out.
Yes, and helped you out too.
Yeah,
he's very good behind in the passenger seat, isn't he?
Yeah,
I have to admit, being an urban dweller, I got my license late in my 20s, and your husband was so patient with me when I had to get on the road in my 30s a few years ago. he helped me out a lot. He was fabulous.
He was very irritating to me during that time, though, because every time I was driving and he was in the passenger seat, he was like, why did you turn right there? Put your signal on!
You've got to be able to turn that off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't able to separate
himself. That's a yellow light!
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Thomas, getting back to the book, this is Derek here. So who would you say
it's Robert Redford.
Say your target audience would be for the book?
You know, it's a funny one because I think it probably appeals to young people that have just come out of out of teaching programs and are probably in college. You know, I'd say like kind of 20 somethings, younger, you know, 20 somethings in college now or doing something else. And you know, they've recently survived one of the training programs, you know, on their own.
So kids have gotten through it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then probably parents, too. You know, I think a lot of parents, you know, kind of, you know, rightfully sort of dread going out with their kids. And you know, a lot of them, I'd always hear, you know, we'd start off and the kids would say, I'd ask them, you know, have you had a chance to practice? The kids would say, no, my parents just weren't going to get in the car with me. And so I can, you know, I can kind of see that. So I think parents, too, you know, kind of lighthearted parents would really enjoy it too. But it's funny, I can't really pick any one specific group because a lot of people are somehow connected to this. I think teachers would enjoy it too. You know, if you're teaching and you know the frustrations of working with your management, and then on the other end, you know, the joys of working with your students, that's kind of the balance of teaching. So I think, you know, I think teachers would find it funny too in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Can you tell us about the oldest student you taught to drive?
The oldest student I had was actually a boarding student from Japan. He was a really nice,
right?
Really nice guy, and he was right on the money. Really good driver.
Really,
and I only went out with him one day. We only really had one incident. We were going down a hill, making a sharp turn to the right.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of lost control of his speed and crossed the center line on a blind turn.
Geez.
Uh-oh.
We got that one back into control. But that's one of the, you know, Derek can probably tell you from having taught himself that the where they lull you is when they're really, really good drivers, and you relax and you start to think, this kid's got it all.
Oh,
he's got it all under control. That's when the surprises come up, you know.
I'll
That's
tell
awesome.
You, if he's got it all, by now he's driving that Ferrari, right?
Oh. So, yeah.
With the Japanese dude?
Mm. I'll tell you.
Well, you know, when you drive a Ferrari, it's easy. You don't have to obey traffic laws because they don't apply. Because you're driving a Ferrari, right? You just drive it. People get out of your way.
Yep.
Is that right?
Isn't that what they're teaching drivers?
Right. If you see a Ferrari, just pull over. Like it's a police car.
Right, get out of the way. Move.
So what? Speaking of like the teaching part, what would you say would be like the hardest thing? Like just, you know, getting someone to understand, or you know, crazy things that have happened.
The hardest thing, well, there's two. Parking is probably the hardest one. Parallel parking, like along the
can't be scary
along the curb. It's funny when you look. If you looked at our cars, if you looked at the tires on the right side and you looked at the tires on the left side, the ones on the tires on the right, those were just torn up.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's like walking a tightrope.
Oh,
what? Parallel parking?
One foot in front of the other.
Keep
it straight.
I parallel park very slow.
It's so easy, though.
Maybe for you.
I'm just going to mess with you. It's easy if you have one of those cars that does that little that twisty thing that does it for you. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. They pretty much park yourself.
Yeah, yeah, you just turn the wheel in.
Ford has a couple of those cars.
I still don't believe that's real. Does that really happen?
It is a real thing.
It works.
Really?
It works. It's awesome. Makes
you
feel like a badass, too.
I would totally be freaking out if the car was driving itself.
It's not trying to put Thomas out of business or anything like that.
No.
It's going to take all the fun out of driving.
You still have
self-driving cars, self-parking. Not fair.
Thomas, what's number two?
Ooh.
Number two is braking.
Really?
Like knowing how long it takes to brake a car that's in front of you. So we'd always, you know, first we'd learn to follow. We'd practice it.
Like that.
Derek likes the sound effects.
Sorry
yeah,
about that.
Derek is so into what you're saying that he's going to add sound effects. Just so you
Thomas,
know.
I got to admit that when I was like 25, I forgot for a moment which one was the brake and which one was the gas.
Oh, you did know the
moment? I blew through one of those gates in the parking garage and caused $5,000 worth of damage to my dad's truck. Yeah, but
gangsta.
That's all right, man. Insurance covered most of it.
Oh,
but it was traumatizing. I kind of flipped out, and I remember that parking lot attendant looked at me like, it was like Star Wars, man. I mean, that thing just shot up like 50 feet in the air, that gate.
Oh, that did you snap off the little gate that comes down?
The huge gate that you're supposed to wait for it to lift, man.
Oh,
it went like 50 feet in front of me.
Oh, my God. Good.
I was traumatized. And then I figured out, I got to use the brake. This is a brake.
Oh, snap.
One of my students' moms, she was, it's funny, you know, some of the funniest stuff was the story the kids would tell you about their parents driving. And they loved it. They loved telling these stories to me. And one of them was the same gas brake mix-up.
Yeah.
And somebody's mom came in.
Back up.
Come on.
So the gas brake mix-up.
Yes. So somebody came in. Kid's mom came in, mixed up the gas or brake, and just flew into one of those little coffee things that they just sit in a little island in a parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah. Wow.
Pegged one of those from the backside, yeah.
because people these days, oh, my goodness, that was a bad one. We just killed somebody, actually, with a car. But what I don't get is that everybody these days can operate like a cell phone or a video game joystick or console for the younger folk.
Yeah, yeah.
Without looking. Doesn't matter. They don't get those mixed up.
Yeah, you think they would translate to the car.
How are they going
to
mix up the pedals?
I don't know. Gas brake, you got two things. You got a 50-50 chance.
Well,
to get
darling, I don't play video
good
games.
Point.
Well, yeah, okay. I'll give you
and
that.
I have to
Wait a minute.
You played a couple games.
Come on now.
Sure, okay.
Oh, that's classic, and that has the... Yeah.
And your kick-ass Pac-Man. Come on.
Yeah, I do love
Miss Pac-Man. Excuse me, Miss Pac-Man.
Little Angry Birds.
But I got to admit, it's been a while.
But I have to admit,
I would love to buy an actual arcade machine of Ms. Pac-Man.
Oh, that would be so sweet. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I want one of those in my house.
That would be so awesome.
Where do you live? Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
What do you mean
they're not that pricey?
Actually, though, not to get us even more off subject, but they are actually trying to make a movie out of Pac-Man. Continue.
What?
Okay.
I know.
What?
Dropping
the bomb. All right, we got to bring Thomas back into the party.
Yeah, sorry, Thomas. We get a little
eating
distracted.
Hey,
all right,
Thomas.
Wait, Kay's got something to
Thomas,
say.
Do people give you extra respect with that driver's ed logo on the side of the car or the front of the car or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Do people just get out of the way?
No, I think they just honk more often. I think that's the sign that says honk. No, actually.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it varies. I mean, I think the people that... they don't follow you that close. You know, I've noticed that. But you do get you get some frustrations too in those cars. I get honked at a lot for just going, you know, for going too slow, and I never understood that why. You know,
well,
someone would honk at a kid learning to drive, but that happened a lot. You'd be surprised.
That's like any day around here. Boston drivers are some of the worst.
It's pretty crazy,
I love
yeah.
Boston drivers.
So, since you were a driver's ed instructor, I have a few Oregon driving laws that I want to quiz you on.
Okay.
So, let's see how well you studied the Oregon driving law. What's it, manual? Oregon driving manual?
Okay.
Driver's manual? Okay.
Okay, good. This is good.
All right, let's get started.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Violation number one. The driver of a vehicle commits the offense of failure to yield to a pedestrian on a blank if a driver does not yield to the right-of-way of any pedestrian on a blank.
Can anybody call in? My answer is potato. That is all.
Is this for me?
It's for you.
Yeah, it's for you, man.
Crosswalk.
It's actually on a sidewalk.
But there was walking.
Oh,
so geez. That's okay. That's okay.
You can't hit people on a sidewalk, which is difficult.
Wow. Yeah, it would be difficult.
Yeah.
You hop that curb.
Grand
yeah,
you
bigger
curb.
Vehicles, though, you could do that.
Yeah. What, like off-road vehicles?
Yeah, you might be able to get a little bit of that up there.
Yeah, right?
Don't worry, I still believe in you. Here we go. Let's
yeah,
go.
Okay,
here
we go.
All right. Like
all
Rocky.
Right. Violation number two. A person commits the offense of carrying a blank on an external part of the motor vehicle.
What?
A tuba.
This is something you can't have on the outside of your car.
What?
A dog. Is this the Romney law?
Oh.
It's close. You can't actually have a child on the front on the outside of your car.
Oh, goodness.
That makes sense, actually.
You can't have your
That's
baby.
That's probably pretty dangerous.
Mm.
I don't know, for the kid.
You know, were you thinking of dog because of the movie Vacation with Chevy Chase? Come on.
I was thinking of Mitt Romney. I was thinking of Mitt. Thinking
Mitten.
Of Mitt.
I was thinking of Mitt.
Mitten.
Oh,
good
Mitt.
Old Mitten.
Yeah,
well. Good old Mitt. Good old
Going
Mitten.
Going in there.
All right. All right, Thomas, last one.
So 1-1.
What?
For those of you who swear, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Last one.
Yeah.
It is illegal to place a container filled with blank on the side of any highway.
Oh, I think I know the answer to this one.
So many different responses possible.
Spiked liquid pee.
Fuel. Gasoline.
I'm sorry, the answer is human fecal matter.
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh.
You were close.
Think I.
Wow.
So you can't have your
body. I always told the kids that was fine. I'll have to go back and check the book.
You know what?
Wow.
Darn.
You might have to go back and tell them you were wrong about that.
Wow. Little quiz, though.
Well, Thomas, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you. It was fun.
Your website is thomassullivanhumor.com?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mm. All right. And you can buy the book there, is right, at Amazon, right?
And it's available on Audible, too?
Yep. It's an e-book and audiobook through
Very
Audible.
Cool. Very cool.
Awesome.
All right, very cool. Well, have an awesome rest of the day. Thanks for joining us.
Good luck with
Great,
your
thanks for having me on.
Here.
Thank you so much.
All right,
thank
thanks,
you.
Thomas.
All right, thanks,
Care.
Guys.
All right,
bye.
Wow.
All right, time for our next break.
Mm.
And when we come back, we're going to do Touch the People.
Oh, Touch the People's coming up.
We get
yes.
to touch people. What?
This is a game quiz for everyone.
For all of us in studio?
Oh,
yes.
Yes. And share your feelings.
And the listeners that they want to call in for and
share
participate.
Your thoughts.
That's awesome.
So get your phones ready. You can call
share
in and play
your
with
memories.
Us.
That's true. And I think we might.
Share.
Well, we'll wait another break. We'll do the call
share
in and a little bit later.
Yeah.
That sounds good. All right.
All right.
Awesome.
Break time.
Mm-hmm. Share it.
This is the Darrington K Show.
You've seen yeah. Siri help out Samuel L. Jackson and Zooey Deschanel, but can she assist Mel Gibson?
Why do I have
Sorry, I don't understand.
What the f*** have you been doing?
Mel Gibson, your language. Temper, temper now.
I know work! You're getting paid! I'm not!
Was it something I said?
Who was he? Who the f*** was he?
I found 18 restaurants. 15 of them are fairly close to you.
Hooray!
Siri, only on the iPhone 4S, and now Mel Gibson proof.
Hey Mel, go f*** yourself. I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar, get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts.
God.
Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are.
Zebra.
Put it in your mouth.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Call the Darrington K Show at 661 467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
We about to kiss.
Infinite Jest. From a small box connected to the internet. The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show. How about that Zebra Bar? Speaking of candy, we might have to break that out.
Oh, that's right. It's candy. It's candy.
Forgot about the candy. I wanted to present the candy.
I'm excited. Well, right. We're in our second hour.
This is
so
our second hour.
Is that when the candy comes out?
This could be when the candy comes out.
I'm excited for the candy. Did you get, like, you got old favorites?
I got lots of stuff.
Sweet. Literally.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Literally. Literally sweet.
If you want to contact the Derek and Kay Show, you can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Visit our website, dkradioshow.com.
Share your feelings.
Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and call us at 661-467-2416.
Share it all.
Speaking of a caller, we do have a caller on the line.
We do have a caller on the line. We are going to play Touch the People in just 1 second, but we will get this call.
All right, let's see what's going on here.
Turn down.
All right.
Hello. Welcome to the Derek and Kay Show. What is your name?
Hello?
Scared him off.
Hello.
Oh, Gladys.
Speak to us.
How's it going?
You're on the air. 845.
Speak to us.
They were so surprised.
I think it's New York.
They fell over.
Share it.
Are they sleeping?
Sheraton.
Maybe fell asleep at the cell phone.
Oh, no.
I couldn't hold it back.
Hey, let's just leave them on.
You know what?
Let's just leave it on.
Oh, I just muted it.
Oh, muted it? Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
I was going to say, we just leave it on.
Call back.
Let's see if they come back.
All right, they'll call back. Are you sure it's not?
Or you can listen.
The Barbie people?
No.
The Barbie Bitch Radio?
Oh,
Barbie
wow.
Bitch Radio.
They don't even know we're alive.
I'm kind of
okay.
scared.
All
I'm
right.
scared.
So should I bring up the candy for the game? Or do you...
Candy.
Yeah, candy
yeah?
for the game.
Let's move on.
I'll introduce the game, and then we can have the candy during the game.
That sounds good.
Candy.
All the time.
When we first started the show, we were talking about this segment forever. It's called Touch the People.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we go out and we talk to people mm-hmm. outside of our show. And
awesome.
Ask them questions. So since it's the Olympics right now, I thought an Olympics quiz would be helpful
Ooh.
And relevant.
Oh, this is good.
So I interviewed 3 people. We might not get them all. And asked them some Olympic trivia.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys will guess whether or not you think they got the correct answer.
Oh, okay.
All right. Backseat driving.
Yes.
I like it.
Okay.
So it's time for the debut of Touch the People.
Nice. This is exciting.
I know everyone's excited about this.
I'm overwhelmed.
So excited to touch.
If you'd like to call in and play with us, you can as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go back to this call and see if they're awake?
Let's see if they're awake. 845.
845, you're on.
Hello?
So excited to
touch. Hello?
Call in and play with us, you can as well.
Oh, turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down. Hello?
Well, they'll hear it eventually. The delay.
Hello.
Speak to us.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready to play the game.
All awesome. Right.
You
awesome.
Are?
You got to turn the radio down a little
yeah,
bit. Listen
you
to
you
the phone.
You got to turn your background down because it's really loud.
Mm.
No, it's your delay. I'm not. The radio's not on.
Okay.
Well, we don't hear anything
we don't
now.
Back
through your system. Okay.
That's
all right.
Good.
Who is this?
It's Earl. Earl Warren.
Earl?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Derek and Kay Show, Earl.
Welcome.
Hello, Earl Welcome. The Pearl.
All right.
Hey.
Are you ready to play Touch the People?
Touch the People. I watch no Olympics. I'm sure I can win this game.
Sounds perfect.
All I right. like your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is good.
All right. Well, my first interviewee is here. Her name's Susan.
Okay.
Here it is. State your name, please. Susan. All right, Susan. Are you enjoying the Olympics in London?
I am, although I must admit I haven't been watching that many of them.
Why haven't you been watching?
I don't know. I find that at night I'm just sort of busy. So sometimes I'll hear blurbs on the radio.
All right, so this would be good. All right, so question number one. Which number Olympics is this? All right, do we think that Susan gets the right answer
Ooh.
Or the wrong answer?
Wow, this is so cool.
Do you want to go to our caller first?
I'll say it's number 75, because it's your 75th show.
No, we're not asking you.
Oh, come on. No, that's a good answer.
Earl.
But that was
Earl,
a great answer.
That is a good answer.
I like that a lot.
It's a good answer.
But I think the game works. You got to guess whether she got it right or not.
Oh, my
God. So you don't have to actually...
Oh, she'll get it wrong, because you can't really answer this question.
Really?
If you want to go back, are you starting from the Olympics in Greece?
Mm.
Where are they going to start the count from?
Is it just the modern Olympics?
There is a number official Olympics that this is.
Yes, there is a number official that they put up.
I agree with you
and
that
it is,
she probably got it wrong.
It's the 30th, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
This is the game for the 30th
Olympia.
Oh,
okay. Wow, I have
right.
no
so,
idea.
Right.
I bet you got it 75 wrong. Sounded good to me.
I like to start with Greece. So we're probably in the 1,000th Olympics.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Well, it's the 30th. Do you think she gets it wrong, right?
Yeah, she'll get it wrong.
All right, Derek, what do you think?
I'm going to say she's going to probably get it wrong.
Sarah.
She's wrong, man.
Wrong.
Wrong? Everyone wow. thinks you got it wrong? All right, here's the answer.
What do you think?
Don't know.
Don't know.
That's okay.
Oh.
It's the 30th.
What the?
Glad I didn't say 200.
Okay, you tricked me. Wow. So that was a trick.
Okay.
Yeah.
So name three. What?
That was a trick.
You tricked us, Kate.
What do you mean I tricked you? I didn't trick
didn't,
you.
Well, she didn't know.
She didn't know.
Which I guess is that's not a wrong answer.
Everyone's
that's
right.
Just,
everyone's
just,
right.
Oh.
So everyone gets a one.
Everyone gets 1 point.
Okay.
Are
except
you keeping,
for Susan.
Who's keeping score? You?
I got score over here.
You got the score? Oh, okay. I'm good. No, you keep the score.
Okay.
All right. I got too many things going on over here.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Here's the next question. Three American athletes who won gold medals so far. The question was to name three American athletes who have gotten gold medals so far.
When did you ask this? What date?
That's an important
Friday.
Question.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, that is an important question. Right? Oh, no, you didn't.
I should have known.
No, you didn't.
Mm-mm. She'll never get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say no.
You said three, right? Three?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to go on the side of belief and say she got it, just for fun. I don't think she got it.
Sarah?
But I'm going to say she got it.
I think she can probably name one person. That's it.
Mm. All right, here's the answer. Oh, no. This is bad. Don't know. Don't know. No, it's okay. This is great. Okay.
All right, so that's no. That's...
This is
everyone
no.
gets that one except for James.
Come on.
All right.
I believed in her.
All right. So we're coming around the last two questions for Susan.
All right.
How many members... Okay, here's the next one. I don't know why I'm asking the question. I already asked the question on the recording.
Oh, you heard the recording.
How many members make up the U.S. Olympics women's gymnastics team? They've been in the news. They have been in the news a lot so far.
Okay, well, let's go to Earl.
Let's go to Earl.
Well, the only thing I watch is beach volleyball.
Yeah, that was good.
She won't know it. It's impossible to know. Who could care?
Oh.
I care.
Now.
Oh, please.
Oh.
The Fab Five.
Oh. Every mistake that NBC makes with the coverage makes me cheer.
Wow.
Yep.
A little bit of a beef
I
there.
I think their main mistake was putting Ryan Seacrest on.
Oh,
wait, they did that?
Yeah, they did that.
That's a fail.
Oh,
no.
Gosh.
They didn't show the National Health Service in the opening ceremonies. Well, that was the only thing that was good in the opening ceremonies.
Oh, my goodness, I heard about this. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And but see, the thing is...
And they didn't show the memorial to the 7/7 bombings in London. Really good coverage by NBC.
They've had some problems.
But see, those opening ceremonies were a little bit weak. I'm sorry. Nah. Wasn't a fan.
You should be watching it on the BBC. The BBC coverage is excellent.
Oh. All
right, we got to keep moving. Yeah. Do you think she know the answer or
I'm
no?
I'm
going to
say, given
no, she doesn't know the answer. No one can know this answer.
All right, but I guess you don't know.
Because no one could possibly care.
I'm going to say no, because given her track record.
I'm going back to no. Susan disappointed me. Mm-mm.
Sarah?
No, all the way.
All right, here it is.
All right, it's all no's all around.
Five. Very good.
Wow. That was Susan. Wow, that's shocking.
Susan.
None of us get anything
you
on
know
that
what?
One.
Nope.
Wow.
All right.
Susan.
Where'd she pull that out of?
I don't know.
Surprises.
Right? She Google it.
She's like a suitcase of unusual.
All right, final question for Susan. Are we ready?
All right.
Great. All right, here we go. Sorry, there's a 2-second pause between
what
you.
What is an Olympic gold medal really made of? What do you think?
Oh.
Does she know this?
Does she know?
Earl.
No.
I would say she's going to know that because she's going to say gold.
Oh.
But that's not going to be right.
It's not made mostly of gold. It's actually made mostly of silver.
Yeah, it's gold plated.
I'm going to say she's. I'm going to say no.
I hope that someday they put
wait, Earl said no?
That.
I said yes.
Okay, yes. I got you down for
yes. Just for the hell of it.
Okay.
All right, Derek, what do you think?
I'm going to say no.
Sarah?
Do we know what Susan does for a living?
It's a good question.
We need to get some intel.
She's a metalsmith.
Oh.
wait a second. She's a metallurgist.
Right.
Interesting.
We don't know what Susan does for a living.
She works at a foundry.
She's
right?
a farrier.
That was the right
oh,
thing.
My goodness.
Yeah, that's what they say.
She was the horse.
I was
the
just
US
wondering
Olympic
if she was like a craftsperson or an artist.
Oh, boy.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say she doesn't know.
James?
Nah, she don't know this.
Okay. This might be the greatest answer of all time. Here
oh, my
go.
Gosh.
I think it's made of some kind of metal.
What the?
Which metal? Nickel.
Oh.
It's made of mostly silver.
Mm. Oh.
93% silver, 6% copper, 1% gold.
That's rough,
no,
man.
Who knew?
Wow. Oh, wow. So that's
okay, at least
that's,
she knows.
Kay, what
is... I think the answer metal is correct.
It is kind of true.
Yeah, right. Yeah. She was smart.
Where did you find Susan?
Yeah.
Somewhere.
She's interesting.
Somewhere. Dun, dun, dun.
I wonder.
So,
of all the
are
bars.
You ready for the next victim?
All the bars.
Oh, we got more.
We
okay.
We got more.
Okay.
Yeah, there's another victim.
Oh.
All right. So now we have our next person is Skylar. All right. State your name, please.
Skylar Webster.
All right. Nice to meet you, Skylar. Thanks for joining us on the Derek and Kay Show.
Oh, no problem. I'm excited.
Are you enjoying the Olympics this year?
I am. I don't get to watch much because I have online classes, but when I do, it's really fun. Family event.
Very cool. All right. Ready for the first question?
Yeah.
All right, so which number Olympics is this, in fact? Do we think Skylar will know?
No. No.
Wow.
You sound so adamant.
Earl's got no
right?
faith in any of these
I'm going to say no.
Sarah.
Oh, she won't know.
James.
I'm going to go contrary and say yes.
All
I
right.
Like to just be like that.
Here's the answer.
It is the... 300-something.
Oh. Oh. I got the
three in there. And zero.
Oh,
wow. That's really old.
That was heartbreaking.
Name three? That's super old. All right, Nate, here we go. The next question. The Olympic athletes who already won gold medals. Do we think she'll know? Earl, what are you doing? What's going on in the background?
I'm working a million electronic things. Nah, she won't know. Why would anyone know? The big, yeah. tall Russian girl who plays the beach volleyball.
Tall Russian, yes.
Derek, what do you think?
By the way, is Skylar kind of cute?
Yeah.
Mm.
Sounds cute, right?
Stay on target.
I'm
going to
say
okay,
no
men,
then.
Stop salivating over female voice.
Hey. All right, Sarah, what do you think?
Oh, I don't know at this point. I'm kind of feeling like Earl. The apathy.
Like
the
no
apathy.
One's going to know?
No one's going to know.
No one knows this stuff.
All right, James.
Nah.
All right, here's the answer.
Michael Fote, Gabby Douglas, and Rebecca Soni.
Very good.
Those are winners.
What?
Son of a sandwich.
Those
that's
are winners.
A good one.
You know what? That would be a panini.
What?
Son of a sandwich would be a panini.
Oh,
I think.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Yeah, those.
Sandwich?
We're just talking about world peace over here.
All okay. right. Next question, yeah. then we'll move on to the next person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. How many members make up the U.S. Olympics gymnastics team? U.S. women's gymnastics team. Do we think Skylar will know?
No.
Derek. I'm going to say no.
James.
Yes.
Seven?
Oh,
five.
Goodness.
There were seven this year.
Five.
Yeah, but the Magnificent Seven. That was last
Olympics.
Fuck.
Yeah, you got your Olympics mixed up. It's all right.
Something right.
All right, our final person on Touch the People is Jinx. Here he is. State your name, please.
My name is Jinx.
Nice to meet you, Jinx. Are you enjoying the Olympics?
I am loving the Olympics.
Are you watching every night?
Not every night. Most nights. Last night I needed some rest, so I didn't.
Of course. We all needed some rest.
All right, let's move
all right,
on
well,
to
then
like,
another
question.
Which of the following sports has the U.S. team never medaled in? Water polo, badminton, or archery? Earl, do you think he'll know?
Yeah, I think he knows. I think he actually cares about this bullcrap.
No. Bullcrap? All right, what? Derek, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm gonna say yes. He does seem like he's a little bit more involved than the rest of the people.
Sarah.
Yeah, he knows.
So interested. Because I think I know I'm gonna say he knows. Mm.
I'm going to say badminton.
Very good. You're right.
Yeah. Wow.
And we haven't also we haven't meddled in handball or table tennis either.
Oh, that sounds about right.
Yeah. All right. Two more.
I did watch the badminton, the girls' badminton.
Oh,
it was brutal. I never saw a shuttlecock move so fast.
Right?
What?
All right, next question. Which of the following is not a current Olympic summer sport? Walking, cricket, or trampoline?
Wait a minute.
Which one? There's only one?
That's one
that's
not a current.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
I think he's going to know.
I'm gonna say yes. He's gonna know.
James,
wait, did you say trampling?
Trampoline.
Oh, trampoline. I was like, wait a second. Yes, he will know. He will know.
Trampling.
I know.
It sounds
like was that a sports?
Run with the balls. Run
right.
with the balls.
Trampoline. Either that or like grapes.
God, I don't know. At this point, I don't know. Okay.
Okay. All right. Here's the answer.
I'm gonna say trampoline.
Trampoline is a current Olympic sport.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Cricket
wow.
Is
wow.
Trampoline
is frighteningly
wow.
so.
Wow.
There's no cricket or, I mean, yeah, there's no cricket. There's no, there is walking.
What? Wait, walking?
There's speed
walking. Wow.
Yeah.
What's
I didn't know
speed?
That.
I thought that totally
well, they, like,
not
they,
get
like,
that.
See the
yeah,
speed
I know,
walking.
But what's the speed requirement? What
I
are
have
they walking?
No idea.
That's what I want to know.
That's got to look really funny.
It's got to look funny. You ask Tom. All right, last one.
Speed walking. Really? How
yes.
many miles?
I have no idea.
I should join the team.
I'm
going to
look
too.
At that crap.
All right, last one.
Yeah.
Which athlete has won the most medals of all time?
Oh.
Earl, last one. Do you think he'll know?
I guess he's going to think Phelps, so I'll say yes.
Derek.
Yeah. I'm going to say no.
Sarah.
No, I don't know.
Is that a no or a yeah?
If you
it's
ask
a no.
This, okay. If you ask this on Friday, right, Friday?
Yes,
oh,
Friday.
Oh, goodness. And then I'm going to say no because he hadn't won his 22nd by then, I think, right?
Yeah, he had.
He really?
Well, I mean, the most medals of all time is like 18. And then
no,
he got his 19th one by then.
Oh, okay.
He was
okay,
the most
so
decorated Olympian
just,
of all time.
Think,
yeah, that's
okay.
his extra.
Oh, good Lord. He's a boss. Okay,
yeah, he is like
yeah,
a boss.
So he did not. I would
yeah.
say he didn't.
All
right. So yours is a yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Michael Phelps.
Very good.
Wow.
All right.
For the win.
You know, I was thinking it was Phelps.
It was definitely Phelps.
I'm proud of myself.
Yes. He's got
right?
22 medals now.
Really?
He's
yes.
got 22, which
wow.
is actually as many as India has gotten in all of the Olympics.
Okay, wait. Are you kidding me?
Remember that
yeah,
race
no,
the
good.
Other week where, or was it last week where he came in fourth?
Oh, yeah.
That's because he was sick, right?
Mm.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
And he also he
anyway.
Anyway,
play.
He wasn't using his bomb that day.
Game. Wait. I really like that.
Really? Do you like that?
Do we still have Earl on the phone?
Yeah, we still have Earl on the phone. Derek, do you have the point totals?
Yes, I do have the point totals.
All right, how do we do?
Oh,
well, coming in at dead nuts last is James with 4 points.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And then coming
oh,
in at second place is Earl with 6 points, and we have a tie for number one place. This game,
the winner is
Sarah and Kay.
Kay Patterson Shaw.
With 6 points.
Sarah and Kay.
7 points.
Sarah and Derek.
Oh, it's me.
I was
you
the one.
Playing.
I was the host.
You're the host of the game.
Derek Kalish.
Craziness.
I don't know what I'm doing. Sorry.
That's
Bygones.
So apropos.
Why did I wrote Kay? Sorry, never mind.
We tried. It's appropriate.
Oh, my goodness. What
That's
the heck?
Awesome.
I'm throwing this out. Forget this.
You know why? Because, wait, let me tell you why it's appropriate. Because Derek is my brother from another mother.
That is right.
Well, it's been fun. And Earl, thanks for joining us. You don't win anything. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Earl.
Sorry.
We don't have any prizes.
Yeah.
Earl,
it's okay. I got to program in 3 days worth of things on my satellite dish.
All right.
Oh, my
nice. You sound fascinating.
Okay. That's what I was doing while I was on this call, when I was saying I was playing with my electronics.
Oh,
nice. I have to admit, I'm intrigued and insulted.
Oh,
sorry.
I had to put all the runs of Breaking Bad in. And yeah.
Breaking Bad.
Now she's not insulted anymore.
All right. Well, it's time for a break. So
I think
gotta go.
I think it's about time. Earl, thanks so much for
right,
calling in and playing with
us.
Earl.
Okay. Bye. Have a good weekend.
Thanks,
bye.
Take care.
Bye.
So, We're going to take a break. And we're going to come back with some candy.
Yes.
And another game.
Beat the art community.
Candy.
Well,
candy. Okay. Awesome. Coming up.
It could be a fail. It could be a pass.
We can probably work it.
Who knows?
Candy. Let's
see how this goes.
Candy.
All right. Stay tuned. Thank you.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Simon and Nigel have long dominated the art world in Europe. Now, an incredible career retrospective arrives at Nuka. Back in the 1970s, they proved that flowers could be sexual by having sex with them. Then in 1987, they wowed America with their coffee table art book called The Anorexic and the Gimp in Wonderland. And it's been nonstop incredulity ever since. Now these two middle-aged British homosexuals are photographing themselves reenacting famous atrocities in history, dressed as gorillas. Once you see Hitler portrayed as a gorilla, it will explain the war in a way you never imagined. It is truly shocking. See their once-in-a-lifetime career showcase at the Nuka Museum.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Call the Darrington Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darrington Kay Show.
We about to kick it. We about to.
Yeah.
We about to kick it right here. Listen.
We love Darrington Kay Show. You betcha.
All right, we are back. I did not have a song, Rini.
It's okay.
I don't know what happened, but we love this one so much.
You know what? It's tough when you're trying to be the host and the producer at the same time.
There's a lot going on. A lot of buttons to be pushed over here.
Yeah.
Could I just say that Derek is hoarding the candy?
We will bring the
Derek
candy
out. Derek is hoarding the candy.
All right. You guys want candy?
I'm ready for
a little
candy.
Bit of
wait, who wants candy?
Candy.
We've been talking about candy for the longest time on our show.
Dear God, please.
And we've always talked about it, but we've never actually had like a really big stock of candy.
Spice for candy.
So I got some candy here.
I'm waiting for it.
Oh!
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my
yes.
God!
Oh, I'm so excited! Oh! Hello!
Oh, wait. That's the biggest hole. Effing bowl of candy.
That's pretty exciting.
Wait, I gotta talk. Derek got my fave watermelon Twizzlers.
Right. So in this candy bowl, we've got watermelon Twizzlers. We've got Boston baked beans. We got dots. We got.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Hello, we got to open up
Mike
and Sour Patch Kids.
We got Sour Patch Kids. We got Laffy Taffy, Sweet Tarts, Bottle Caps, and Nerds. And extreme hot,
God, Derek.
Three alarm hot tamales.
Derek, you're the bomb.
Wow.
So which we should probably take on the show.
Boston baked beans. What is that?
Well, I figured since the show's based in Boston,
I don't really like Boston baked
work
beans.
That. I kind of like
never
them.
Have
do you
them?
Like them?
I think they're a little bit gross.
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, those are great. Good times.
My
favorite.
Oh, watermelon Twizzlers.
Right.
All right, James, name your top three candy.
Okay. Candy bar, Babe Ruth. Love that stuff.
Oh, that is good, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I've never had a Babe Ruth before.
Also, me either, Kay.
Isn't it like a low-budget Snickers?
No. It's got more nuts. Not more nuts. It's nut-based.
Mm-hmm.
Plus,
it's nut-based.
Plus, how can anything called Babe Ruth be low-budget anything? The dude was huge. He was a huge hitter. He was an American
getting
icon.
Mike.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right up in there.
It smells funny. I'm just saying. It smells a little odd. Anyway. But now I'm licking
the
mic. Can
you say that again?
Oh, my goodness. I got to go shout out for a Tootsie Roll.
Mm.
Tootsie Rolls were big. My granddaddy would always just slip me a few.
I friggin' hate those.
So good. Come on.
I
what?
They're vile.
Do you like the fruity ones? The fruity Tootsie?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Tootsie Rolls.
Oh,
so good.
Tootsie Roll. I'm sorry.
I think a Tootsie Roll is the most disgusting piece of candy I've ever seen.
Hey. No, it's good.
Hey, now. And for the third, Peppermint Patty.
I love Peppermint Patty,
love those.
Those are delicious.
Make me feel like I'm on top of a mountain.
Those and Junior Mints are pretty amazing.
Oh, those are good. I almost got those. I didn't want to go with anything chocolate, though. I was kind of keeping it like candy.
I don't feel the chocolate mint thing.
I
love
like
chocolate mint
I'm
thing.
Into that big time.
I can't feel that.
This will be great for the rest of the show.
Now we're
chewing.
All eating on air. Yeah, this is great. Good radio.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby cakes.
My favorite candies?
Top three.
Top three?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, I love Sour Patch Kids.
I'm eating them all.
That's a good question.
Think it through, baby.
M&M's. Oh.
Mm.
I love M&M's.
Yeah.
And I also love Toblerone.
Oh,
wow.
Now you're getting into serious territory.
Friggin' Toblerone is like the most amazing chocolate bar on the planet. It's got like some nougat and almond and some other. It's just so good.
Mm. There's a composer friend of mine.
European chocolate bar.
Mm-hmm.
Composer friend of mine. I will do gigs for chocolate.
Really?
Wow.
I will do gigs for Toblerone.
Wow.
Because she's awesome. Yeah.
I would say for me, I don't know. It's probably I like the Sour Patch Kids a lot, and of course I like the Swedish Fish, and
Jelly Beans, right?
Oh, Jelly Beans! Yeah, jelly Beans are
jelly
definitely
beans.
First. Yeah, yeah, that's really good. That's my favorite.
Do you go for all those fancy ones? Flavors and stuff. Okay.
I love
and what about a chocolate thing?
I'm not so into that. I prefer rather than some of those candy bars. Although the Snickers we had the other night are pretty good.
Oh, Derek, you know what you love too? You like the
Bonanza.
The sugar flavored fruit or what is it?
The fruit slices.
Sugar yeah, the fruit.
Gluten.
I'm sorry, the fruit slices.
Yeah,
the
Jewish thing, right?
Oh, where it's like fruit slices covered with a little bit of sugar.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Are they really fruit slices though? Or are they like jelly? They're like this. Material.
Or fruit jelly.
They're kind of like that. Mm. Where are the Sour Patch Kids? Let's get
them. This is right here. Those are good.
Kay is hoarding them.
I'm going to name mine.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go.
Watermelon Twizzlers.
What else is in that bowl, by the way?
M&M's.
Love M&M's.
Any special kind of M&M's?
Just straight up.
Okay.
M&M's for sure. Mm. Watermelon Twizzlers. And,
Ooh, that is good.
Twix.
Mm-hmm.
Twix are good too, man.
If we're talking junk, Twix.
Mm-hmm. Twix are awesome.
Twix rocks.
They're delicious.
What are those dark chocolate Kit Kats? So good.
I like
dark
the plain, just regular Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I haven't tried the dark chocolate ones yet.
So good.
That's why I was plain faced.
But you're not big on chocolate though, right?
Not really.
Can I put Kinder Surprise up in there? Like,
that's right.
I like Kinder Surprise eggs, but you can't get them
illegal.
You can't get them legally in this country.
This watermelon is blowing my mind right now. I've never had this before.
Oh, my God. This is my favorite.
This is Sarah's favorite.
I didn't know it existed. Oh. This is ridiculous.
Do you guys want to try the extremely hot tamales?
Me too.
Three alarm.
Oh, boy.
Me too?
Do you guys know? I'm so excited. I just said me too.
Look at these things. By the way, there's a marketing campaign. Speaking of hot tamales, Mike and I.
Yes, there is. They scratched out the
I didn't know what the hell this was, but they took a sharp. It looked like a Sharpie.
Yeah.
Because Mike and Ike are breaking up. Or they're apart now.
Wait, what?
And this is like their whole ad campaign. And then there's a letter.
Oh.
There's a letter from this one's from Ike because Mike was crossed out.
Oh.
And then there's boxes that are the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, there's billboards where it's spray painted.
I didn't understand.
I had no idea what
was going on. Did I just like that on the box?
Yes, that's how they come.
Oh. You gotta keep that.
It's kind of interesting, right? As I was almost going to tell the store guy, like some old person, I think someone took a Sharpie to all your boxes of Mike and Ike.
Oh, come on.
Then I really find out, because it wasn't on like the hot some. I don't know.
I thought it would have been hilarious.
But
I was
really close. I almost didn't want to buy them. Like, I'm like, did someone like mess with these?
Seems
I don't know what's going on inside.
Right?
It's a marketing campaign.
Yeah,
if anyone
campaign.
Knows the extensive story, call
It says that
661-467-2416.
Oh, crap. Call them to win.
Do you have the time?
I got time?
Oh,
we're going to wait. We're going to wait then.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to have hot tamales.
Oh, God. I'm going to die.
If
I can
open
tell.
This.
Can tell.
Uh-oh. Is that going to explode everywhere when you open it?
Hey. It should be fine. I got it right here.
Since we're on the subject of sweet stuff, why don't you share with people the dessert that blew your mind recently?
Dude. Okay. There's this restaurant called Eastern Standard that's close to around here.
Eastern Standard.
They served this fried cornbread that make you have an orgasm. It was so good.
Fried cornbread.
It was ridiculous.
Like pan fried?
Yes.
That sounds really good.
Really?
It was baked and then fried again.
Sounds like my childhood.
It was ridiculous.
Almost
it was so good.
We should all have these at the same time. All
right, these are the really hot tamales.
No, I'm not
going
to do it.
Three.
No. She's consciously objective.
Why are there two different colors?
There's three different colors. If you look at the bottom. The back of the box, it has a little key.
Oh, really?
No, the dark one is the hottest.
Oh,
okay. So
wait,
the two bottom ones
look the same.
I don't know which ones I have, but we should probably just pop these in. And
I am so excited about these.
Oh, good, good.
All right, so we're going to eat the hot one?
I don't know. Which one's the hot one?
I can't tell.
Let's just pop them all three in a mouth.
All right, let's have a couple.
There you go. Here you go. Hot.
Not really that hot. I don't feel like...
good?
That's good.
It's got that red hot flavor like the candy of Red Heart.
Uh-huh.
Valentine's Day. Those are my favorite. Those
are good.
My favorite candies, too.
I feel like I got the weak ones.
Oh. What's the really hot one? The lighter one?
Mm-mm.
It's a darker one, apparently.
The darker one is the hotter one, but it didn't really... Because I got a couple of light ones.
Give me a real hot one here. Let me...
okay. We'll pick the darkest one out of there.
Derek, this is like early Halloween.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Right? It's awesome.
Amazing.
I've been collecting it throughout the week.
Yeah. You're amazing.
Hmm.
What are these?
I'm not feeling the burn.
No.
Ew, those are bottle caps.
I've never had these
delicious.
In my life.
Those are your favorite. Some of your favorite.
I've never had those in my life. I've never had this either.
They're kind of like, Laffy Taffy?
No.
It's good. Oh, the banana is my favorite.
They're actually much tastier than I expected.
Well, here, let me pass you one. Is this banana? Yeah.
I like the banana.
This is exciting. I feel like a kid.
Where's Jeff? How come Jeff hasn't called in?
Oh, I know. We need Jeff to call in.
Mine is Jeff.
I'm getting a sugar high.
Jeff. Kobe King, meow, meow, meow.
Jeff, we miss you. Call in.
Yeah. It's been a while.
I know. I miss Jeff.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
No pressure.
We love Derek and Kay Show. You betcha.
All right.
Look at the nerds, man.
I thought we'd do a little Blog Talk Radio community time, but I'm not sure. There's this, I don't know, whatever. There's people on. Maybe we can call them.
They like to call us.
Huh?
They seem to like to call us.
A lot of people like to call us.
Strawberry.
So here's something
fun. Holy
smokes. Oh, wait. Can I have a Sour Patch?
Oh, yeah.
French Revolution? Mm-hmm. The Russian Revolution? World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam.
Who is that?
You don't remember seeing all the women protecting the men?
This is user number Bill 122460.
But that's a lie.
And the show is called More Topics from Dating to Government.
Oh, what?
Dating to Government?
Yes. Government's plural.
It was pathetic hearing that over.
Are we trying to call into another show right now?
We're trying to.
The description of the show is more news from this evil world we are living in, sad truth.
All right, let's find something lighter.
Wow. All right, I think I got the Skype up here, so if we want to call someone, we can do it.
Okay. Wait, what are they talking about? Hold on.
Greg's with us, so I'm going to let Greg in here. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Now, I know that woman did not just say all that stuff out in public.
She wouldn't want to say it in public because she'd just get laughed at. She can only say it in front of women.
She said it in a fucking place filled with women.
What are you talking about?
And Peter, you do have thick. You and Peter, I also noticed you have relatively thick hair, by the way, though. Just wanted to say.
I think we should give him a call.
What in the world?
I mean, it's such rubbish what they get, aren't we?
Can you bring
boy, up? That is fascinating.
Can we call him?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
What about him, Peter? That's what I was going to say about that.
All right, are you ready for the number?
I think so.
The number is 646.
646.
929.
929. I'm doing with mouse, by the way.
I'm going on
overdosing.
A sugar high.
Zero.
Overdosing on the other right
06. 10.
06.
This is very interesting.
Zero.
Yes.
Right? All right, let's see what happens here.
Da, da, da.
Mm-hmm. Holy crap, my face is on there. Oh, it's not video. Hey.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1. You are now in the host queue.
Great.
I ain't never ever seen any videos on women abusing men. She don't even come near as hard a woman as she does a man.
Not too sure what this is about.
I don't know what it's about either, but we're going to say hi.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe a woman will shoot him one day and do us all a favor.
Is the Australian guy the host or is he a guest?
Not sure. Hopefully we can figure that out.
You got some notes over there, Peter. Go ahead with your notes.
Yeah, so during that presentation, I took notes. So the first thing is they talked about managing to raise $85 million, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, is
I
he?
Can guarantee that 80 million of that 85
where's he from?
Million.
I hear the twang.
Men.
I would think it's just kind of like.
Because women don't donate anything, right?
Like
and that England. Also shows you that somebody's funding them, somebody's organizing them. And
wow,
my Christmas
tree
is his funding.
Oh, my God.
Organizing.
I'm feeling it. The Sour Patches, I'm feeling
right
it.
Right back towards the bankers and the CIA, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it'll be.
I wonder if he's
going to
pick up our call.
It sure will be.
It'll be one of the foundations.
They're having too much fun talking to you.
So, for sure, it'll be one of the foundations.
Okay, you're going to have to bring someone to your work.
I think I will. You guys take me home, too.
So
oh my goodness!
Is that the
very high?
But notice how they go out.
Is that it?
Notice how they don't.
That's a gyp right there.
That's such a gyp.
The box is twice as big as the bag.
Yeah.
Derek just opened the box of Boston baked beans, and the bag that came inside the box is like so small compared to the ginormous box.
I haven't had these since I was a kid.
I think they're kind of gross.
Why don't all? If there's 1 billion,
they look frightening.
Yeah.
They're disgusting. Ew. Ew.
I'm good.
Candy coated peanuts. Awesome.
I don't think they're going to pick up our call.
I don't think
so. Another one? Can I hang up?
Yeah, go ahead and hang up.
How
do you hang up?
Okay.
All right, that's too bad.
We got another one?
Yeah, there's another show called Rider Radio.
All right.
And I think they're on live right now, or they should be. They're scheduled to be. Oh, the dungeon? Not on.
Oh.
Dun-dun.
Damn. All right, next one is Hip Talk Radio.
Hip Talk.
Hip.
Mad hip, yo.
Yeah, baby.
Hip right. Cat.
Typing. Like searching.
Yeah.
Share with me the trendy.
It's okay to have a Block Talk Radio community
is,
time fail.
It happens. Sometimes
right,
we don't make it.
That's right.
This was a very fun game coming up.
Tell me what's down. What happened in the last
five?
You
probably should get to it.
We need to watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air right now.
Yeah.
Together.
Oh, they're on air. They're
West
featured hosts, too.
Hip Talk
Naked Sunday.
All right, stop what you're doing because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used
to. Oh, snap. She's
not slipping.
All right, here they are.
Really? Dog bouncer, Jill.
What?
All right. That's a fail.
That's
wow.
A fail. That's okay.
But they are very good. They are very good. Did that not work out?
That doesn't work out.
Oh, that's too bad.
We're a loser.
That's all right.
That's okay.
We tried. We tried to reach out. Do you think we just have to get to the game right now?
Yeah, we just have to get to the game right now.
All right,
sorry.
Good.
So that's the end of Blog Talk Radio Community Time. Sorry. Still normally reach out, but we failed today, so that's sad.
All right.
So it's time for Sarah and James to play.
Yeah, you guys are going to be playing a game against each other. It's a fun game.
Oh, but before
it's too late, I got to put this out. I think.
Look at this.
Hey, you crazy listeners, it's time to call in to win. Give us a call at 661-467-2416. Your chance
They're
to call in to win a $10 Amazon gift card.
You wish. Ooh. Wish,
down.
Baby.
Something
it's out there.
Stay quiet over there.
You hoarding nerd.
I am.
Just turn them off if we have to.
That's good.
It's kind of nice, actually. No, I'm just kidding. We love you guys.
Oh,
for
my God.
That is some stuff right
wow.
there.
So,
it's a mess.
So we're going to play a game. It's kind of a this or that game.
Oh, you want some? Yeah, take them. We're hoarding.
So basically, I'm going to give you an item, and you're going to have to guess what it is. And it's only – there's two different answers of what it could possibly be.
Okay.
So let me play the song. Let's get you guys ready.
What?
Yeah, this is a game that we play. You guys didn't hear this before, did you?
Okay, I played the game already and scored a 9 out of 10.
It's time for Tar Part or Sex Toy.
Wait, what was the first one?
Car part or sex toy.
Wow, right? It's good, right?
Oh, my God.
So here's how it's going to work. And hopefully Kay will keep track. Kay will keep score for us.
I'm
going to read. There's 10 items. I'm going to read you each item. And you guys are going to say whether it's a car part or a sex toy.
Okay.
All right. That sounds pretty good, right?
I'm going to use my phone, a friend.
No.
I know.
There's not even that option.
I know. Just to mess with them.
All right. All right, let's get right through because we don't have a lot of time. I think we'll do these in the same order we did the last ones. Oh, this is going to be fun. Okay, starting with number one. Thrust arm bushing.
Who goes first? I'm going to just take car part.
Sarah?
sex toy.
Wow. Wow. Well, someone got it right. It is actually a car part.
Wow. God.
A bushing.
Arm bushing.
Right?
I don't want to tell you what I thought that was.
It's part of. Actually, we're going to have to get. Maybe if we have time, we can get an explanation of what they are.
Rust
it's a car steering
bushing.
Control arm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a heck of a thing. Okay.
That's what they all say. All
right. Number two. Maybe we'll have Sarah kick this one off. Number two, we have front downpipe.
I'm going to say car part. I know I'm wrong.
Wow.
James?
I'm actually going to go with car part on this one, too. Cause it,
That is correct. It is a car part.
All right, now.
It's actually part of the car exhaust system.
I have a hidden talent for Brent car parts type. And/or sex toys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number three, Silked Squeal.
Come on now. You made that one up.
No, I did not, actually. We've looked this one up.
It's got to be a sex toy. It's got to be a sex toy.
I'm saying sex toy.
You know what?
That is correct.
That's what's up. And that sound effect is awesome.
That's right.
All right, then.
There's your vagina.
Oh, God.
Oh!
Number four.
I'm speechless. Okay.
Number four.
I'm still not over thrusting arm bushing or whatever.
Right. We'll have to. Well, actually, we'll get you guys to explain this one. Number four, I think Sarah starts with this one. Is that
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah.
Finger rimmer.
Go!
Say it again.
Finger rimmer.
Finger rimmer?
Yes, that's correct.
Say it a couple more times just for effect.
Finger rimmer.
Oh,
finger
there we go.
Rimmer.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I could see it being two things.
Yeah, right? That's the best part about it, actually.
Okay, wait a minute.
The password is...
All right.
Finger
I'm,
rimmer.
I'm going to say car part.
James?
And this is not the sound that people make when they use the finger rimmer, but...
Depends.
I'm going to go with sex toy, because it just... Come on.
James is right. It is... Yes. Yes.
Wait, what is
That's
that?
That's okay, Sarah. I thought it was a car part, too.
So is that something that you
I mean,
wear to...
I thought for sure...
It's,
I thought sex toy,
I mean, we
I'm
could
like,
look this up again, but it's something that the only detail I have here, because I didn't want to get too deep...
Different. Yeah, right.
is
literally.
That's what they said, too, yeah.
That's
what she said.
Is for beginner anal play. Number five.
This has to be my last twizzle.
Dear God.
Head gasket.
Oh, That's easy.
Car part.
That's
yes,
an easy one.
That
yeah.
is that is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, and if people are just tuning in,
oh, no.
We're playing. It's time for car part or sex toy.
We're just finger rimming.
Okay, number seven. Pro long ring.
Are those three separate words?
No, he said it like there were though.
I did.
Prolonged.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sex toy.
Gotta be.
That is correct. Yes. It is a,
yeah.
Yes. Number eight.
I made a comment that I don't need to prolong it because it goes for too long anyway.
That's not actually what it is. It's actually with what it is. The definition I've got is a stretchable. Schwanz enhancer.
Schwanz enhancer?
With pearl beads.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
so
yeah.
It's something you put on your...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pearl beads. That is so elegant.
Number eight.
I've heard of that.
Crankcase breather.
That'd be a sex car part. Car part. Car part. Car part. Car part.
Hallelujah, holla back.
Crank case breather.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna say sex toy.
You guys want to explain it?
Ooh.
What?
What?
No.
No.
I want you to explain it.
Wait, what was your answer?
Oh, car part.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said sex toy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is a car part.
I am still losing.
It's only because all of these could be either one.
It'd be an interesting sex toy, wouldn't it? Crankcase.
Like, I'm not too sure exactly what that would be like.
I thought it was an S&M thing, like a
crankcase,
like a mask or something.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
That's what we're looking for. Yeah,
that would make sense.
Right,
that
something
make
like
sense.
That. Okay, number nine.
Oh my goodness!
Strut mount and boot kit.
All right.
Wow.
I got it.
Yeah.
Sex toy.
Mm.
What? Why is that?
Mount.
Yeah.
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 I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sex toy.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah. That is wrong. It's actually.
How is a boot kit? A boot kit?
Part of the suspension.
Man.
Who knew?
And our very last one, number.
That's bull.
Number 10.
Mm.
Speaking of bull. Bull nose clamp.
Sex toy.
Come on, this has got to be a sex toy. It's clamps, man.
So you think it's a sex toy?
Sex toy.
That is correct.
Because there are like butt clamps and crap.
Yeah,
I thought so.
Wait,
hold on, there's butt clamps?
I don't know what that would be.
Clamps for everything, Kay. There's clamps for everything.
That's actually nipple clamps.
Oh, you're right.
That's what I was hoping.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping.
I'm sorry, I meant butt plugs.
Oh, butt plugs. Yeah, I don't think there's butt clamps.
Like, Sarah, you're blowing my mind here. I need to do some homework, some reading.
I don't know how that works.
I just blew Swizzlers.
That is also not a car part. Well.
Okay, how did our contestants do? All
right, coming in second place, we have Sarah.
Did I win?
No.
Look, Derek.
Right.
Coming in second place, we have Sarah with 5 points.
Oh, no.
And coming in first place, James with 8 points.
Oh,
I know my car part.
Man, you sure do.
All of us car parts.
Still not as well as mine.
Oh, what you trying to say, Kay?
That's right.
I know what you're trying to say, Kay. I think you're trying to say that you know your sex toys a little better than I do.
I got a 9.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Kay Patterson Shaw.
But I got
totally killed that one.
I got finger rimmer incorrect. I thought.
What is that?
I thought it was a car part.
You got that was a
that
gimmick,
was the only
Kay.
One too.
I thought it was a car part. I don't know.
Oh, wild. Oh man, we need to be educated.
I know. I don't
know. I'm glad we got to play that.
That was fun.
Oh well.
I need to play this more often.
Yeah, we might be able to have to play it more often.
I think Derek can come up with some more.
Go.
Although I can't imagine how many more sex toys would sound like car parts.
I guess I have to look that
Wait,
up.
Wait, what's the first one again? Thrust arm?
Thrust arm
that
bushing.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Thrust arm bushing.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well, what's a thrust arm bushing?
Because I could so see that being something else.
That would be... my goodness.
Well, it has to do with... It has to do something with the steering control arm. It's part of the steering. Yeah. It's like a bushing, you know.
What's a bushing?
Well, man, I thought it had something to do with the
bush. With the
bush?
Yeah, of course. And the thrust part.
There's your vagina.
Oh.
The thrust?
Look,
the arm?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
You could
sound very aggressive.
This could go into
it
a bad area. We could talk about
really
very grooming.
What, fisting?
Like an After Dark show or something.
Grooming.
Fisting.
Nice beaver.
That's what we were just saying. Aggressive fisting.
Thrusting.
Aggressive fisting.
Insistent.
With a purpose. This is going in a really bad direction.
This is a horrible way to end the show. Oh, speaking of ending the show, my goodness.
You know what? Don't look at that because remember what happened at the beginning of the show. I think we have like another minute and a half. Try to say everything again in the next few minutes. Let's hurry up.
May cause anal bleeding and leakage
and it's
going to
say we're recording, but we're really still on air.
Yeah.
Oh,
those crazy people.
Let's treat it like an auction.
That is Boston Radio. That is not us.
9 to 3. 94.
It's a good thing we waited till later on the candy.
That's right. That's true. Everyone's all hopped up over there. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Sarah and James.
Oh, thank you.
You guys are gold.
Thank you, Thomas Sullivan, for joining us today.
Great, great.
Telling us about his fabulous book.
Faboo.
And thank you for our caller, Earl, to play along with us. That's such a great.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, we got to run.
All right, we got to go. Next week we're going to be on vacation, but we'll have a bathtub.
All right, take care.
Bye.
75. This is the Darren Kincaid Show.